Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Colby's going to be reading your questions and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions at Red Rock Retirement Radio. Let's begin.
Colin, should retirees be concerned about national debt or Social Security reform?
Yes. End of story. No, there's a lot more to go into this, but yes, this should be something that is on every single retiree's mind right now going into retirement. There's a lot going on in the U.S. politically right now that should raise everyone's eyebrow just a little bit, specifically talking about national debt. We are over $36 trillion in debt and counting. Like, there's websites that you can just Google it and you'll find a calculator that's just adding these dollars and you can see it live, how much money is being spent by our government. Of course, national debt should be something to be worried about, because every dollar spent by the government is a dollar printed. Meaning my candy bar that cost me a dollar today, maybe in a year or two from now, is going to cost me $1.50. On the flip side, Social Security reform. There are those out there that are talking about really drastically changing Social Security and potentially getting rid of it. Now, do I think they're going to get rid of Social Security? No. I strongly believe that's not going to happen. Any party that tries to cut Social Security, they'll probably never get elected again. Or if they will, it's going to be a long time from now. Because the voting class are the seniors, those who are going into retirement or in retirement. And one of your sources of income is Social Security. If they take that away from you, there's going to be some real problems. But do I believe they're going to reform Social Security? Absolutely. There's no way it'll survive if we don't make some adjustments. What we don't want to do is we don't want to jump onto the news and start panicking over what we see. Oftentimes, mainstream media is doing the fear tactic. They're trying to throw the crazy scenarios at you, try and get you scared so you keep watching. Their job is not necessarily to inform us anymore. It's to get us to watch. So we want to start doing our own research, start paying attention to what's happening in the real world, not in the news. And so we've got to not be afraid or panic over what we're hearing about national debt or Social Security reform. Again, start preparing, because I don't believe it's going anywhere anytime soon. There's a lot of changes that need to happen, and it's going to impact those that are getting ready to retire soon. Those who are in retirement, there are going to be impacts. The hope is that the political world gets on board with making the adjustments necessary to reduce the national debt and get Social Security to a place that is self-sustaining for many, many, many more years. But again, a lot of things have to line up for that to happen. The other thing we want to look at is sometimes we overestimate immediate risk. Most proposed changes are aimed at future retirees, not current ones. Meaning those who are already on Social Security, you're probably grandfathered in. They're going to make the adjustments made for you to keep your income stable. It's those who are not quite on Social Security, specifically in this circumstance, that they're probably going to change things. One of the things they did in the past is they changed the FRA, which is the full retirement age. That's the age in which you can take 100% of your benefits, because there's many different ways to take Social Security, but the main one is where I get 100% of my benefits. What they did is they used to be able to take Social Security at 65 years old, but now for a lot of folks who are getting ready to retire now, your full retirement age is 67 years old. So you're waiting an extra 2 years to get 100% of your benefits. They did this in steps. They're probably going to change this again. Right. So right now we can wait to take our Social Security all the way till age 70. And what that means is if I wait a little bit longer, I get a guaranteed 8% increase for every year that I wait beyond my full retirement age. They'll probably start adjusting this and make us wait a little bit longer to take Social Security for those of us who are born probably past 1960. So 1961 and later, we'll probably have a new full retirement age. That's one of the things that they've changed in the past, so why wouldn't they change it again? But that wouldn't impact those that are already on Social Security. So what do we do? Do we worry? Do we panic about the debt increasing or Social Security reform? No, I want you to ignore it. Ignore what can't be controlled. We shouldn't worry about national issues until we worry about our personal issues or planning for retirement. That's where we want to start. That's where we want to do our best to really, really refine, plan out, critique, be very precise on how we do things as an individual, not how the country does things. We are in control of our lives. We cannot control what the government's going to do. We vote. We hope that right policies get in place. We hope that things get fixed. That's really just about as much as we can do, is getting the right people in the right place. But there's a whole lot we can do with our personal financial planning. So what do we do from here? Stay informed, but also stay grounded. Control the controllables. I've heard this many times. This is not my phrase. Control the controllables is huge. Know the facts of what's happening out there. Know what's proposed. Know how these things could impact you, but have a plan and a contingency for each thing that could adjust. That's what a really good plan does. It says, what if? What if inflation's higher? What if Social Security goes away or is reduced? What if markets are down for longer than expected? What if taxes go up? Okay, what if multiple of these things happen in 1 year? Am I going to be okay? Well, darn it, you better be, or else you got to go back to work. So we need a plan that can pivot and adjust as we go. We want to have flexibility in our plan so that when things change, we can change with it. We can make the adjustments we need. We don't get scared or have fear in what-if scenarios. We're prepared. We don't panic. We just pivot.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.